Thank you very much, Mr. Moderator. This is a question that has challenged many of us in terms of why some states are opposing opposing the IP waiver at the WTO when there are clearly clear human rights provisions and norms that are supportive, even if it's for a temporary, a period, to be able to create additional incentives, for low and middle income countries to in addition to whatever you have, in the through the COVAX initiative, the the donations of vaccine donations coming through the COVAX initiative. There are so many countries who are very good candidates in the global south, who have the capacity to be able to produce, vaccines. All they need is to, a supportive environment that facilitates this capacity by removing the some of the structural barriers, trade barriers, trade and investment barriers. So I'm with you. I think the way I explore my response to your question would be that it's time to basically ask the foreign policy bureaucrats and officials of the big powers to begin to think about what should drive foreign policy in a time of a global emergency like COVID. Is it the pursuit of economic and trade interests, or the pursuit of health and material interests to create access to vulnerable populations around the world to have access to vaccines? So I'm with you on that, but this is a question that's really where health and foreign policy, or what some people have explored as global health diplomacy. These are the kind of questions that we ask. Unfortunately, the countries that actually are opposed, to this initiative at the WTO, the European Union, UK, Canada sits on defense. It says it doesn't oppose, it doesn't support that. Are the countries that actually have, quote unquote, very strong human rights record. So I see a tension. I see a paradox, there. We have to, there's no reason why trade and human rights, should not align, with foreign policy objectives of countries.